Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. The San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge is fully open to traffic once again. The westbound upper deck of the bridge was closed over the weekend for construction that was slated to last until 5 a.m. Tuesday morning. Caltrans finished up work on the bridge more than 24 hours ahead of time, saying good weather allowed for the speedy reopening. A state law meant to thwart counterfeit prescription drugs is finally set to go into effect 16 years after it first passed. As the California Report's Sarah Varney explains, the electronic tracking system will make business harder for those who sell fake drugs.
The announcement by the Food and Drug Administration last week that 16 California clinics and physicians were sold bogus vials of the cancer drug Avastin did not surprise regulators and researchers who studied the counterfeit drug trade. Indeed, it was after fake AIDS drugs were discovered in California that state legislators passed a law mandating that all prescription drugs carry an electronic tag. The tag could be scanned to show where the drug was first manufactured and every stop along its way to market. Since the law passed in 2004, biotech and pharmaceutical trade groups fought to delay its implementation. They argued successfully that the electronic track and trace system would upend global drug manufacturing. Finally, the system is going into effect, says Virginia Gerald, head of the State Board of Pharmacy, but it will still be a while.
In January 2015, 50% of a manufacturer's products that will be sold into California have to have this unique serialized number on each container.
The remaining half must have the serialized numbers by the following year. And in subsequent years, the system will become even more robust. Gerald says the electronic tags can stop incidents like the recent sale of the adulterated Avastin.
The wholesaler, when it purchased the product, would have had to certify, yes, I just bought this from Roche. Well, Roche didn't manufacture the product. Somebody else did.
But Brian Liang, director of the Patient Safety Center at UC San Diego, says electronic tags won't end the fake drug business. Liang says counterfeiters try to sell directly to clinics and doctors by bombarding them with faxes advertising cheap drugs. But he says there are resources available now that clinics and patients can turn to.
We have authorized wholesalers who are, in fact, listed by the government as well as the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy. They also list authorized wholesalers. If there's a source that you're not familiar with, you really should find out, is the source legitimate?
State regulators say about 1% of the 400 million prescriptions dispersed in California each year are fake. That's about 4 million prescriptions that have too little or too much of the right active ingredients or no active ingredients at all. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
One of the few mammals that's entirely unique to California is also one of the most threatened because of climate change. A new study shows how the alpine chipmunk, found in Yosemite's high country, has moved upslope as temperatures have warmed over the last century. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
The alpine chipmunk is one of the smallest chipmunks in California. It's also got a uniquely striped face.
I've just pulled out a tray of alpine chipmunks with specimens.
Curator and biology professor Jim Patton shows us some preserved chipmunks at the UC Berkeley Museum of Vertebrate Zoology.
And the tail of the specimen is then pinned out on a board and it dries. You can hear it crinkle as I push on the skin. And the skull is maintained in little glass vials.
Nearly 100 years ago, the founder of this museum, Joseph Grinnell, conducted an ambitious survey of Yosemite's wildlife, leaving a unique historical record. Jim Patton and his fellow researchers have been retracing Grinnell's steps in an ambitious effort to update his survey. They've also compared DNA from the century-old dried specimens and skeletons to samples they took from the ears, toes, and tails of alpine chipmunks today. And they drew two important conclusions. First, they showed that the alpine chipmunk has pushed its habitat some 1,600 feet higher into the mountains over the last century. You have to be a backpacker climbing nearly 10,000 feet to get a glimpse of one today. They also found that the chipmunks living at higher elevations showed a startling decline in the species' genetic diversity compared to samples from the early 20th century.
And if you lose that pool of genetic diversity, then the species is in greater peril and potentially unlikely to be able to adapt to any changing environments.
And more likely to face problems caused by inbreeding or disease. The study, which appeared Sunday in the journal Nature Climate Change, is one of the first to show actual impacts on genetic diversity because of warming temperatures, evidence that climate change could already be altering life for mammals unique to California. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
Some bad morning when this life is over,
yesterday, nearly 10,000 people came out to a beach in San Francisco to hear musicians like Emmylou Harris, Steve Earle, and Gillian Welch put on a free concert. It paid tribute to businessman and philanthropist Warren Hellman, who died last December of leukemia. Lisa Morehouse reports.
In 2001, Warren Hellman founded the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival in San Francisco. This free, three-day event is credited with helping introduce roots and Americana music to a broader audience. 750,000 people came last year. Today, Diana Sullivan is drawing on the sidewalk with chalk. R.I.P. Warren, thanks for the music.
He has brought music to people that I don't think would have ever been able to see live music because it's free and it's accessible to everyone. And that's what the beautiful thing is.
Hellman was a private equity investor who gave to numerous Bay Area health, civic, and cultural organizations. That's inspired Itzhak Shipner to work security at today's concert, as he has at 10 Hardly Strictly Bluegrass events.
He believes that money is like manure. The more you spread it around, it grows more and more, but you have to spread it around.
Hardly Strictly draws acts from Merle Haggard to Elvis Costello. An endowment created by Hellman ensures the event will continue for at least 10 years. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse.
We love you, Warren.
That's the California Report for Monday, February 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. urscorp.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting efforts to respect the wishes of patients at the end of their lives. On the web at chcf.org.